All righty. Okay, let's in the 17 minutes that we have here, if you've got a question or a comment on any subject, don't hesitate to throw it out there and just say, keep yelling my name until you get my attention. And
Ben.
Yes.
Ruben in San Antonio.
Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning. There was the lady that asked about the schedule for the upcoming.
And it's going to be available on fivepillarsrising.com, isn't it?
That's correct.
See, Ruben, I would have let you share that, but in the world of texting, Gene Brock beat you to it.
Okay.
So, Van, that's great to know. Van, what about the shipping thing?
Yes. The shipping. Thank you for the announcement on that. That's one of the things I did want to mention. Just so you know, if people are upset, because I got upset when I found out when you guys were so kind, because I did not receive the email because it went into our spam folder about Nikken converting over to UPS only, no longer going to use FedEx Dumb Post, as we called it, FedEx Smart Post, or USPS through the postal system. Here's a little insight on why Nikken finally made the change just to UPS only, okay? Years ago, Nikken did this before, and they dropped using the government, the mail system through the post office because they had lost over, in a period of time, and I can't remember how long the period of time was, but Daryl Merritt shared this with me. Again, this is years ago. They had lost over 10,000 packages. And they just wrote them off. Eventually, the post office, but it takes a long time to file the paperwork, to file the claim, to find the lost package, which they never did, and they just said, forget it. We're not going to use you guys anymore. If you can't guarantee that you're going to get the packages to the people that order, that paid for them, then we're not going to use it. They dropped the post office. Eventually, they brought it back. And what's happened recently? Let me give you an example of what happened just 2 days ago. Okay, today is October 2nd. I was on the phone with one of the reps at Nikken yesterday, and she told me this horrific story of a gal, a Nikken consultant, who ordered in August. Okay, that's 6 weeks ago, right? 5 weeks ago? At least a month ago? Today's October 4th. She ordered something in August. It did not get delivered, and yet the tracking said it did get delivered. So they re-shipped it. Of course, Nikken has to take the brunt of the responsibility of filing the claim with the USPS, the postal system, to get it replaced, you know, the dollar amount and all that stuff. Nikken reshipped it because even though it said on the tracking that it had been delivered, the end customer, the consultant, never did receive it. On October 2nd, the original order that she ordered in August finally was delivered. Even those of the tracking said it was delivered in August. It was finally delivered on October 2nd, and they have no idea where the secondary packets ended up. That's just one example. And Nikken made the decision, the management team or whoever makes that decision, said, no more, we're not doing this. So that's why it's UPS only. Now, I know there are some people that don't receive to a physical address because they have a long driveway and UPS won't deliver. There's case-by-case scenarios, they'll work it out. They will work it out, whether they chuck it out at the end of your driveway in a plastic bag. We've had stuff arrive that way because our driveway is pretty steep. And during inclement weather, the UPS guy doesn't like to drive up our driveway, so he just leaves it in a plastic bag at the end of the driveway. And we hope, you know, nobody decides to help themselves to that. But anyway, just a little bit more insight on that. There was a couple other things I wanted to announce. There are still tickets. Actually, there's lots of tickets that are now available for 2 weeks from this weekend. The San Antonio Uprising, the, Field Convention. If you're looking for a ticket, even at this stage of the game, you're thinking, oh man, I could I got some mileage or, you know, I want to be there. I don't blame you. And I can't, unfortunately, be there because of a prior commitment. We're trying to, you know, swap it around, but it's not going to happen. But hearing Rick Murphy talk about the event yesterday on Dave Johnson's Morning Rev Call, fantastic what's going to be. There's hundreds and hundreds of people going to be there, as well as, if you missed it last week, my little plug by Melanie Metzer for the new product that will be unveiled on October 17th, that Friday evening, available for ordering individually or at a deep discounted four-pack rate that will be unveiled on October 17th. That's Friday night. So come Saturday if you're not at the event, or stay up Friday evening, see what's posted online, because we've been told everything will be available for ordering that evening, and then definitely the next day. And just a word of encouragement, don't do as I've done in the past, and we tend to get excited about the new things. Focus on what we have now. Don't sandbag everything that you're doing right now for the next 2 weeks and say, well, I'm just not going to say anything to anybody because I'll wait for that new product, because if it's going to be exciting, I'll want to talk about that. We kind of shoot ourselves in our foot if we do that, or shoot ourselves in both feet, because we really slow down the momentum. Everything we have right now is fantastic. I mean, how many millions of lives have been impacted and changed with what we have? So something new is just going to be another thing we just add right on to it. I don't have a blooming clue what the new product is. We all wait and find out together. One other quick announcement on upcoming events, and that is that the early bird pricing for the world or the global convention next March in Orlando, Florida. That ends the 31st of this month. So Halloween is the end for that early bird pricing. Very, very affordable. Look at the date. Look at what's on the agenda. Look at what's going to be offered for. This is all the countries where Nikan's doing business will be coming together in Orlando for the 40th anniversary through the years of Nikan, through the four decades. Amazing, amazing celebration. And you don't want to miss that. All the information is on the Nikan website, and again, the early bird pricing for that event ends the end of this month. Okay, so you don't want to miss that. Any other questions or comments? Oh, one other thing too. I want to remind everybody, if you missed the live conference call last Saturday with Dave Johnson, the Call of the Leader, with Dr. Ron Mueller. He is a tax expert, has been in the industry for decades. Wow, did he share some amazing, amazing tips. And if you missed that live, I encourage you to go catch the recording. But here's the top three. There's over 100 tax breaks available to small businesses. Here are the top three things, or the top three reasons why anything you're doing with Nikan makes it a legit business or small business. And that is this. Do you spend 3 to 4 hours a week talking about Nikan, you know, average of 45 minutes a day or so? Do you do that? Or do you focus on it 3 to 4 hours a week? Okay. You've been on this conference call for almost an hour right now, so there's an hour right there. Could you put 2 hours more to it? Well, that's a legit business. Number two, is it profitable, or are you intending to make a profit? Well, if you share it with somebody and you end up introducing a pair of M strides and you sell it to them retail, well, that you just made a profit. And number three, do you keep records? What's a record? Well, do you jot a note down of an appointment that you've got coming up? Or do you write on a receipt when you met somebody for lunch and you picked up the tab? You know, or you didn't pick up the tab, but yours, that's 50% tax deduction right there, that cost of that lunch. Those are your top three reasons, reasons why this is a small business. And there's one of the greatest myths that he stated, by the way, and I encourage you to go back with paper and pad in hand, ready to take notes, listen to the recording. It's about 45 minutes long. The biggest myth, and I several people in the last 7 days, the problem is because if you're working with something and you don't make a profit over, 3 to 5 years, then it's not. He said that is one of the greatest myths out there. There's no timetable, according to the IRS tax code, of a length of time where you have to make a profit. And don't buy into it. And he said, trust me, I've been doing this all my life. And he gave the top six home-based business deductions, which were fascinating, and I'm not going to go into. So if that's of interest to you, and this should always be in the back of your mind, especially when introducing people to the Nikan, especially when they're going to make a a sizable investment, whether it's the PACs or whatever, that, hey, by the way, this can be 100% tax deduction. If you choose, if you start talking and sharing it with other people and you're intending to make a profit, then this could, you could write this off. This environmental PAC that you're about to invest in, $1,000, that's a $1,000 tax deduction. Why should you send that to Uncle Sam, that money? So, and again, check it out. I can't remember. Oh, Dave has a noted author, and I can't remember his name. I saw the email really quick, and I can't bring it up fast enough. I'm working on it. I'm trying. And I can't find it now. I'm sorry. Who Dave's got lined up this morning. I had it right here. Here it is. I'm sorry. I found it. And Cameron Taylor, noted author and speaker on success. He's our special guest today. Phone number for that call, if you've never been on The Call of the Leader with Dave Johnson, area code 567-314-0343. Again, area code 567-314-0343. And the passcode, 838-54-POUND. 838-54-POUND.
Van?
Yes, Mom.
On that, just for people that aren't used to writing off things and they're doing JOBs, even if it's a part-time job that you're doing, that means that the money you've made from that, you can take out that $1,000 of the income and not be paying taxes on it. So I just thought maybe that would help clarify it for them. It's that simple. We've done this our whole life because we've always been in business for ourselves. Well, almost our whole life.
Well, I think to reiterate what Mom's just saying is that if you're working a normal W-2 income or you're a consultant and you're getting paid a 1099 income, a wage, money that we earn from any other source, once you become a Nikan Wellness Consultant, and you invest in anything, whether it's autoship, whether it's a pack, whether it's, you know, you buy a waterfall, whatever you're investing into your wellness home, if you as so much as breathe a word to that to somebody else with the intention on sharing it with them, with the intention on making a profit, that investment became and was and is a 100% legitimate tax deduction. Using money from another source, not from Nikan, but using money from your source of income, your job, that becomes a tax deduction because you've started a Nikan business. And it's as simple as opening up a second checking account. And most
Vance, you know, when we were in a previous network marketing company, we've never emphasized this in Nikan, never ever. We had a 45-minute presentation that we sat down and did with people as a way of getting them to see what they could be getting back just from their regular job. And they would up the dependence so they had more money to work on based on how that came out in when we did the workup. Okay, how many trips are you driving? And on the way home, you're making a stop. You can't take it off when you're going to your JOB. But on the way home, if you make a stop to talk to somebody or have coffee or drop something by, a piece of literature, whatever the reason is, that trip on the way home is a write-off. And you do an estimation of the path that you take, and you don't have to log it for every day of the year. You have to do maybe a 2 month or even a 1 month.
90 day window, Mom, is what he said. Is
90
that'll
day
cover
window.
You for,
Thank
when
you.
You've got a consistent pattern of doing the same amount of mileage, similar to every 90 days. That is accurate in any tax audit. If you're ever audited, which doesn't happen to everybody, but if in case you were, if you have a consistent activity for 90 days, they're looking at a quarter, one quarter of the year. That will represent your whole mileage. And at 56 cents a mile, that adds up really quickly because it's not costing you 56 cents in gas and in maintenance for your vehicle. even in depreciation and all that going on, it really adds up. And one of the things he pointed out, Mom, just on the mileage alone, just on that alone, it's everything in between. If you're going to the bank to make a deposit, or if you're going to mail some literature to somebody, or whatever you're doing, everything after that, because your intention was this is why you're going out. You know, even if en route to going to work in the morning, if you stop or you had a conversation with somebody that you intended on having that conversation about Nikan, well, therefore that point of contact, that's part of it, and it really, really adds up. And the three things that he said when it comes to mileage, and I'll finish with this, three things that he said when it comes to mileage, it's really, really simple, is it needs to be obviously dated, okay, that's a given, okay. It needs to be documented, written down, the date, the mileage, and then the purpose. And it's really, really simple. If you just get a regular calendar, and that's what we use, is a regular 12-month, you know, little bank checkbook size calendar. It's already got the date in it, so we just have to write the mileage. Where my weakness is I never put down the purpose. So I now can go back and just say, okay, on that day, oh yeah, I had that appointment with Mary, okay, and I can put her name in there. Really, really simple, you know.
Another quick on that, the same format, that's why I thought of it, is people come in and out of your house all the time. Do you never show them, or do they never ask a question about your product? If you are having tea or coffee, the shopping you did the day before to replace some of those items, or a snack, or a sample of the KVB, of course, that's a write-off right there for that. All you do is write on your receipt the name of the person and what you talked about, nutrition or water or whatever. I write one word on there, and that makes that particular thing a write-off, or at least a portion of it. You know, you couldn't write off your grocery bill for the month for several hundred dollars, but you can always circle the items that would relate to replenishing your stock for whatever you did, because, you know, these are no-brainers, but they all add up to thousands of dollars every year.
Right, and to stress the point again, there's over 100 business deductions for home-based businesses. When it comes to meals and the food consumption, it's 50% of what you're eating out, and it's 100% for what you're eating in. So exactly what Mom just pointed out, if you are going to Costco and you're buying a bunch of stuff for, you're doing an in-home, or you're having people over and you know that the subject of Nikan is going to come up, well, it's a 100% of that tab for you purchasing those items for that event. 100% deduction. If you don't believe us, listen to the call, okay? It's the call to leader, magneticleaders.com. There's also links on SaturdayAMLive.com. I know there's another website of some other new version of...
You know, Focus on Growth may still have a planner book that goes over some of that stuff, too.
I think they do, and I know Dr. Mueller makes it available as well. So we're out of time, folks. So it is 2 minutes past the hour, so hopefully this has been beneficial. Again,